Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nick Saban, again, my theory from 10 years ago almost always holds true. You get yourself in the most trouble in those little speaking engagements that you have with boosters.
With boosters. Yep. Everybody thinks that it's not being filmed. I guess everybody of a certain age, right, where you're just used to doing it and these things in private. But, I think if you get like a Lane Kiffin out there, he knows what's going on now. A younger coach who's, very up in the social media world knows that everybody's got a phone.
Nick Saban accusing A&M of buying all their recruits through some shots at Deion Sanders and Jackson State. Well, Jimbo spoke yesterday, and of course, the thing that makes this even better is that these two work together.
Mm-hmm.
So they know each other very, very well. Jimbo's opening statements back to Saban.
It's a shame that we have to do this. It's really despicable. It's despicable that somebody can say things about somebody and an organ. More importantly, 17-year-old kids. You're taking shots at 17-year-old kids and their families. And they broke state laws. They're all money. We bought every player on this group. We never bought anybody. No rules were broken. Nothing was done wrong. It was all in the way we do things, the ethics in which we do things. And these families, it's despicable that a reputable head coach could come out and say this when he doesn't get his way or things don't go his way.
So there you go. Recruiting tool number one. For every future kid and family that Jimbo speaks with, look at how this man is willing to attack you. Look at how this man is willing to try to take food out of your mouth. He doesn't think that you have the value that you do. He doesn't think that you earn for the university while he's sitting there in his fancy, Skittle-colored suits. You want to go play for a guy like that? A guy that's going to...
Skittle-colored suits.
What colors would you say? What's seersucker? That wouldn't be Skittle.
No, seersucker. I think that's the color, right? Seersucker's the color.
Yeah. So that's part one of Jimbo just coming right out and calling it despicable. What about Saban saying there needs to be more parity in college football?
The narcissist in him doesn't allow those things to happen. And it's ridiculous. But when he's not on top and the parity in college football he's been talking about, go talk to coaches who coach for him. You'll find out all the parity. Go dig into wherever he's been. You can find out anything. And it's a shame that you got to sit here and defend 17-year-old kids and families and Texas A&M because we do things right. We're always going to do things right. Some people think they're God. Go dig into how God did his deal. You may find out about a guy that a lot of things you don't want to know. We built him up to be the czar of football. Go dig into his past or anybody that's ever coached with him. You can find out anything you want to find out, what he does and how he does it. And it's despicable.
I told you yesterday, when you do what Nick Saban did, you better make sure that there are no skeletons, and you better make sure your closet is clean and Jimbo is calling out the shovels.
Yeah, you better.
Dig it up.
Now, one thing Jimbo did say that I LOLOL'd at is that he said, I learned from Bobby Bowden who did it the right way. And I was like, free shoe you. Yeah, that's where you learned it from. But, he worked with Nick. He knows where some of these bodies are buried. You cannot tick off former assistants. They are the ones that will get you. And they can get you. And now, you're going to have the vulture circling. Now, someone reputable from his past will be looking and, has given you a reason to look. Maybe even get a tip somewhere as to where to look for some of these bodies.
Yep.
Nobody wanted to look before. They didn't really want to look.
Yeah.
You know, they could, it could have been a dead end. And then they know they dig enough, but there's no, there's no motivation.
We all know the game.
There's no motivation. But now the line of questioning has been opened. Someone's going to look.
Couple people yesterday, former players on Twitter, said every player there had a Scat Pack Hellcat. What is that?
It's a Dodge, right?
Yeah, it's a Dodge.
Okay.
It's a Dodge that you can get at Platinum Chrysler Dodge Ram Jeep on the east side of the Metroplex.
Every player there had a Scat Pack Hellcat before NIL, and I was in a Nissan Maxima. LOL, it had a sunroof, though. Then Sua Cravens, who played for Washington in the NFL. I didn't want to say it. I've worked out with a few guys during off seasons that literally would say I was making more at Bama than the current practice squad that they're on.
Yeah, practice squad gets about $120,000, I think, now with the new CBA.
Yeah. These are the things that are going to come out now.
Oh, of course they are.
You know, every business has kind of like your code. Your unwritten rules. Like, don't cross that line. Everyone knows that. You know, everyone knows that. And Nick Saban seemed to have crossed it. So far, we have Jimbo using the words despicable, narcissist. He thinks he's a god, and we've made him the czar of college football. Let's go back to Jimbo addressing the violation claims from old Nick.
There are no violations. There are nothing wrong. It's the second time we've had to do this with grown men who don't get their way and want to pout, throw a fit, and act up. Just go ask all the people who work for him. You'll know exactly what he's about.
Have you had any contact with Nick since?
No. Oh, he's called.
You just didn't take the call?
Not going to. We're done.
And
he shows you who he is.
And then I just wanted to...
He's the greatest ever, huh?
And then I just wanted
when you got all the advantages? Listen, you coach with people like Bobby Bowden and learn how to do things. You coach with other people and learn how not to do things. There's a reason people don't go, I ain't went back and worked for him.
Well, there are a lot of people who have gone back and worked for him, though, you know, Jimbo. You know, and his staff of assistants is like all former NFL head coaches.
He's got a reclamation project to him, you know, Lane Kiffin and Sarkisian and Bill O'Brien. I mean, he's had a lot of these guys.
But it's not a rehab. It's like you're still getting guys who were NFL head coaches.
Yeah, I mean, they still want to go there. He's going to get guys.
Sark,
Kiffin, O'Brien, Butch Jones.
I think they got the former Jacksonville head coach.
Doug Marrone.
Right?
Got everybody there, man. They got all kinds of guys there.
Yeah, a loaded staff. So Jimbo is not holding back. In response to Nick Saban, here is Jimbo and his final comments.
It's disgusting to what we're into right now, especially by the people who are throwing the darts. Who have no glass in their house. Career. It's despicable for what it does for the sport. And the operations, the way things were done the other way, when the parity was there, like we said, never has been parity. Certain people never follow the rules anyway. You can call me anything you want to call me. You ain't calling me a cheat. I don't cheat and I don't lie. Because I learned that when I was a kid. If you did, the old man slapped you side of the head. Maybe somebody should have slapped him.
Damn!
Man, this is great.
Now look, now Jimbo's going so hard now.
Methinks the lady... doth protest too much.
Huh?
What? Shakespeare, Sean. Hamlet.
Okay.
You are innocent, you say you're innocent and you move on. When you're guilty, you scream it from the hills how innocent you are. Believe me, I know. Okay. I know. You can tell when I'm lying because I don't let it stop. Oh, I didn't do that. I swear to God. Oh.
This is amazing. But yeah, with the way that Jimbo is retaliating, make sure it was all on board. Make sure it was all 100% legit and pure because you're going in really, really hard.
Yeah, I mean, he didn't get up there and go like, you know, we have no violations, period. He didn't do like the Rafael Palmeiro thing at all, but you know, oh my God, you guys know what I did yesterday after the show. I went right into that side studio and I'd watch this live.
No, I was going to say something else, but whatever. My
God. I was doing it while watching.
I probably was because I was like, tomorrow I'm not playing the A&M fight song. I'm playing my new song for Jimbo Fisher. Yes!
I mean, this is the type of stuff that gets your fan base to give you a free pass forever.
Absolutely.
You're going at the big bad wolf. This is kind of, you know, you talk about Bob Stoops kind of, you know, relighting the fire for the Sooner fans that love him and even elevate him even more. Jimbo Fisher did that yesterday.
Yeah, my top three Aggies of all time. Number one, Johnny Manziel. Still hasn't followed me yet on Twitter. Number two, Bucky Richardson. Number three, R.C. Slocum. Now, Jimbo is clearly number two, almost number one after this one. It was amazing. In fact, Fox Sports' Bruce Feldman, great college football insider, he tweeted out yesterday. Spoke to a former SEC assistant on the Saban-Jimbo blow-up. Quote, there has always been an honor amongst thieves mantra in the league. And those two just called each other's wives fat to a global audience.
Honor amongst thieves. That's a great way to put it. Meanwhile, Saban did a follow-up interview after all the blowback. Deion Sanders tweeting that he's going to respond. This became the story of college football, of football period. A sports story that took over headlines in the middle of all these playoffs. Would Saban regret and apologize over what he said?
You know, I should have never really singled anybody out.
Shut up.
You know, that was a mistake, and I really apologize for that. I'm not against name, image, and likeness. I think it's a great thing for players. Our players made a lot of money last year in name, image, and likeness, but you know, I told our players to, you know, get an agent, get representation, you know, make what you can make. Players have always been able to work, and I think that's a good thing.
This is where the Sharif PR firm has been hired to consult in Tuscaloosa.
Yes, absolutely.
And Nick Saban may not have a problem with name, image, and likeness. He did a horrible job of conveying it. He's come across as whiny. He's come across as bitter, and he's come across as scared that someone is coming for his crown. So the way he delivered all this and threw other colleges under the bus, a very, very big no-no in terms of PR, because everyone is thinking that he's just bitter and he's scared and he is whiny. Nick Saban, Jimbo said you reached out to him. Is that true?
I reached out to him, never got a response, but I feel bad about it, but I'm not changing my philosophy. I look at the betterment of college football, what is good for the game.
Shut up.
And sometimes those things are not what's best for Alabama, but I've been doing this for a long time, and you know, my whole focus has always been, you know, how can we help players be successful? And
it was for the good of the sport.
Good sport. You got to. You got to have the good of the sport.
It was for the good of the game.
You cannot have anything for the bad of the game. It's got to be for the good of the game. Whether it's good or bad for Alabama, it's got to be for the good of the game.
Yeah.
It's
amazing.
It is.
This is amazing. I cannot wait until October.
October 8th. We've got to do a live broadcast. Some way, somehow.
Ooh.
That would be amazing.
The Tuscaloosa.
I would go, if absolutely.
If it was at A&M, I would really try to do whatever we could to get there for the week, like a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday build up. We could get it sponsored. That's my only problem with this, man, is it is not going to be played at A&M.
Yeah, but at the same time, RJ, we could probably watch it here in the Metroplex at a place that we could watch.
Boomer Jacks.
Oh, really?
Your official Game Time headquarters, truckwreck.com text line, Sean. Coach who has never won a thing is the top Aggie ever. Sounds about right.
Woo!
Jimbo's as dirty as they come. He's a wolf in sheep's clothing. Jimbo is listening to Ether by Nas. That's good. There you
nice
go.
Reference.
You know, do these guys understand that the guys they're recruiting think being paid is good?
Jimbo does.
Jimbo's trying to win a natty by putting his team in an us against them mentality with no way out. And then finally, awfully defensive and mad for someone who's done nothing wrong.
What was your line, Shakespeare?
The lady doth protest too much.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.